You guys are so good. I loved it. All right, guys. And The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Can we please do that? Can we please do that? Thank you. last song. Wait, we do have to sing. Do you guys want to just like jam? Just jam set. Woo!
We'll play Money first.
Yeah, let's play Money first, and then we'll decide how we're feeling after that. Okay. I love my tambourine. It's a tangerine.
listening, and have a good rest of your night.
We're good.
Nice. Can we go around and introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Nathan, one of the drummers.
I'm Ari, one of the bassists.
I'm Tony, one of the singers, guitarist, and violinist.
I'm Taka, I'm one of the guitarists.
How'd you guys get together as a group?
So we met in the Japanese American Student Association on campus, and we kind of all... We started as like a three-piece band with me, Ari, and one of our former members, Haruna. And at one of our first shows, Nate approached us and he was like,
"I was playing with another band at the time, at the same Tony." I was like, "Do you guys need a drummer?" And Tony said, "Yeah."
Nice. What's more, the name Tangerine?
So, basically, at our first show as, like, a full-fledged band, we were trying to figure out names. So, for this show, me, Ari, and Nate were going to play. So we were like, okay, let's make an amalgamation of our, like, names. And then the first, like, letter of all our names, T-A-N, got us to the tan part. And then R&R started throwing around things. We're like, tangerine. And then it just kind of stuck. And so we've gone with it ever since.
Yeah. Beautiful. You guys clearly have a lot of influences. We heard some Sade, we heard some Radiohead, heard some Oasis. What are your biggest creative inspirations?
I think for me personally, what kind of inspires me, like when we are forming this band, is to bring like international music to a wider audience. So we try to play things for that maybe you might not access on a daily basis. So we played some Japanese artists, some Taiwanese artists, and Chinese artists, and just kind of dipping our toes all over the globe, playing different styles. And I think all of us individually have our own influences. I grew up in the church, so I'm really influenced by gospel music, and I'm classically trained violinist, so that kind of inspires me a lot. And I really like J-pop, J-rock, J-jazz, so that inspires us. And what else wants to put there? Inspiration, yeah. But as a band, I think we try to play songs from whatever country we can, and it's always great when people walk up to us and are like, hey, what's that song you played? And we get to share them a little bit of the world through music.
Yeah, kind of going off of that, how do you decide what you want to play or cover or just write, if you ever write music?
We have a channel in our like Discord, and we just like dump music there. It's pretty much whatever sticks and everyone wants to play. We also try to choose songs based on the event we're playing at. So we play a lot of cultural events on campus. So for instance, if we're playing at like the Japanese Student Association, we'll try to play songs from artists who are of Japanese ancestry, or if the songs are in Japanese, or if we're playing like at Chinese Student Association, we'll try to do the same thing as well. So that also influences us. But then pretty much whatever everyone wants to play.
If you guys were to headline your own festival, who would be in the lineup?
Definitely. So there's a Japanese pop band called Frederick. And we definitely have them on the lineup. And Bradio is another Japanese band. They have a lot of influences from like Afro, pop, and big band. So we played one of their songs just now that was Flyers, which is kind of our band like favorite song. Every time we have this running joke, it's like every time someone says Flyers, we're like, Flyers mentioned. Like, oh my god, Flyers. Like Moths to a Flame. And I know...
Sock on Action, maybe?
Sock on Action as well. Basically, it would end up being a J-pop festival, but... We could fit Deca Joins. This is a Taiwanese... kind of dream pop rock band as well. We played, actually our first song that we played as a band, Tangerine, was a Deca Joins song called Waves. Mm. So they'd definitely be there too.
Very cool. What is your definition of a good live performance? What makes a good live set in your eyes?
Well, for me, since I know what I'm playing, I can be pretty critical about like my own playing when I listen back. So I've kind of like adopted this philosophy, as long as other people enjoyed it, it's good enough for me. Because like I can listen back and like point out all my mistakes and be like, wow, that sucked. But if other people enjoy it and they come up and be like, wow, that was great, like even if I mentioned like all the mistakes I made, they're like, oh, I don't care, it was fantastic. So as long as other people enjoy it, it's fine to me.
Yeah, for me a big part of playing is actually having fun on stage, and if I'm not having fun, then it's not a good performance for me. That happens 95% of the time. I mean, having a good time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same as James. If the crowd is happy, then I'm happy.
If I'm having fun, then I think that's a good performance. Which usually doesn't happen for me.
That's really nice.
When it happens, it's really good.
With having so many members in your group, how do you get out of creative roadblocks you may encounter?
I think us having so many members is actually a strength. For us, like, we split the parts between different people depending on who's available or who wants to play what song. So if there's a song that's got like a really difficult guitar solo, instead of just having one lead guitarist, there are multiple lead guitarists who all kind of have their own style to things. So I think it's one of our strengths to have a lot of members, and it allows us to draw from a wider range of different genres and styles and things like that, so people get to play what they want when they want to. So it's really low stress, and we all are always happy in the band, I'd say.
I have a very important question. Would you rather be a crab or a lobster, and why?
Be a crab. Everything evolves to crabs eventually, so I think crabs are the way to go.
All roads lead back to crabs.
I just said this the other day, but I really want to be a horseshoe crab.
Ooh.
I feel like they're so prehistoric.
No one's ever been really specific on what type of crab they would be. No. They would just go generic. I like this.
I actually just answered a question like this 2 days ago, so it's fresh in my mind.
What's up next for you guys? Do we have any big projects we're working on?
Ooh, so actually, up next for us is like a hiatus because a lot of our members are either going back to their home countries or going abroad or graduating, so going back to their home states. But in the summer, we are planning on playing at an anime con in Baltimore.
Ooh.
Called Murioku Con. And we're crossing our fingers that another con called Otakon will accept us, but we don't hear back from them until 2 weeks, so that's what we have coming up. And if you guys are in Japan in January, we're planning on having a show in Japan.
Uh-huh.
So more details to come.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah. Where can we find you? We are on Instagram at tangerinebandmp3.
All right, well, that was Tangerine. We can't thank you guys enough for being here, and thanks to everyone listening for tuning into the last third rail of the semester. Thanks for being here all semester. We love y'all. Thanks for being here, and we will see you in the fall.
Hello? We'll be right back. changed my life, cause I'm sick of us just going round in circles.
Me, it's a hold the door.